Okay, folks. Look here, I wanted to tell you a little bit about snipe hunting. Yeah, I want to tell you about snipe hunting. Something that's a traditional thing we do in the South. Those of you outside the South, I don't know if you do it or not, but here in the South, fathers and their sons and maybe their daughters. I don't know, I didn't have a sister growing up. But there's a tradition that fathers take their children snipe hunting. And let me just tell you the story about when my father took me snipe hunting. And so let me set the stage for you. All right, so he tells us, okay, kids, you're at the age now. It's time to go snipe hunting. And we go snipe hunting at night because that's when snipes come out. And he tells us, all right, when it gets dark, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to take you out in the woods because snipes come out at night. They live in the woods. I'm going to take you out there, sit you down, and you'll take this brown paper bag. You'll hold it up over your head. And what I'm going to do is I'll sit you down. And after I sit you down, I'm going to walk out into the woods, walk away from you, and I'm going to go shoo up the snipe. And when I scare the snipe, it'll fly up, and it'll fly towards you, and it'll see that brown paper bag, and it's going to think it's a hole in a tree, and it's going to fly in it. And when that snipe flies in it, you just close it up real quick, and you've caught yourself a snipe. Oh, man, we were so excited. Going to go snipe hunting with Daddy. And sure enough, here comes nighttime. It gets dark, and we're excited. We're getting our clothes on, our shoes, our boots, and we're about to go snipe hunting. Let me just set this up for you. We're walking out in the woods. Old Daddy's walking us out. We're excited. We're holding our brown paper bag. Walking us out to the stump where we had previously chosen to sit. Gets us out there. Sits us on a stump and says, all right, boy, you just stay right here. Hold that brown paper bag up. And I'm going to go scare up some snipes. All right, Dad. I'm going to hold it up. You go scare up the snipes. Dad walks off. You watch and you know you're kind of scared a little bit. You know he's walking away. It's dark. It's nighttime. He's walking. You notice that he's walking towards the house. He's walking towards the house and you see him kind of walk out of sight. You're sitting there and then you hear this sound off in the distance. That's the back door to the house. Did he go inside? No, maybe he's just going to the bathroom. You're sitting out there with your bag up over your head. And 1 minute turns into two, and two into five, and 5 minutes to 10, 10 to 15, and 15 to 20. Well, that bag is getting heavy. No sound of a snipe. Man, what has happened? Well, what has happened is your father took you snipe hunting. The traditional Southern snipe hunt where your father takes you out there and sits you down in the woods at night holding a paper bag over your head that he goes back inside and sits down in a recliner and turns the TV on. Right? You're sitting there for 20, 30 minutes because that's how long it takes your mother to realize that your father's sitting in there on the recliner and you're out in the woods by yourself, 8, 9, 10 years old. You're out there snipe hunting. And then finally you're rescued by your mother who comes tromping out there to rescue the kid. And you're sitting there wondering what happened. Have no clue. Turns to find out, snipe hunting. Well, snipe hunting in the South is exactly what I just explained to you. And those of you outside of the South, I don't know what snipe hunting is. It may be something different. But anyway, if you get a chance, no matter where you live, if you get a chance to take your kids snipe hunting, builds good character. Makes men out of them. Quick. All right, folks. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time on the Zeke and Jiggy podcast. See ya.